Good morning, everyone. 欢迎收听八点英语 New Idea, New Day. 我是 Zoe. 胡歌、桂纶镁主演的电影《南方车站的聚会》，不知道你们去看了没有？英文名要直接很多 ，The Wild Goose Lake, 野鹅塘，因为影片讲述的就是在野鹅塘湖区发生的事情。A gangster named 周泽农 accidentally killed a policeman. He then escaped to a lakeside vacation town.With a bounty worth 300,000 yuan on his head. Later, a local prostitute, Liu Ai Ai, reached out to him and attempted to help him receive the reward money for his wife and son. 胡歌饰演的周泽农误杀了一名警察，走上了逃亡之路。警察为告发周泽农的人悬赏30万元。后来，周泽农的心愿就变成了牺牲自己，找人告发自己。然后把赏金留给老婆孩子。很多人都在聊这部电影是黑色电影 ,Film Noir。N-O-I-R 是黑色电影。So, what is Film Noir? Classic Film Noir was developed during and after World War II, taking advantage of the post-war ambience of anxiety, pessimism, and suspicion.Film Noir 是1944到1954二战期间和战后开始有的一个名词，因为当时很多电影都充斥着焦虑 anxiety 消极 pessimism 还有怀疑 suspicion， 后来泛指归属在侦探片或者犯罪片的一种特殊电影风格，往往是关于道德的腐化。 However, when the director was asked why he returned again to Film Noir, he said he didn't do that on purposeHe said that China's development, its social changes and its gap between the rich and the poor, between the urban and rural regions, has given us so many stories that we can create from. These stories align themselves easily with the essentials of film noir.
导演刁亦男在今年戛纳电影节作为唯一入选的华人影片的导演接受采访的时候提到，自己并非有意制作黑色电影。而是中国这几十年来的发展的真实故事造就了这部很自然的黑色电影。
He said, It's not that I'm forcibly fitting the framework of film noir onto a Chinese story. It's that Chinese society is such that when I go to tell a Chinese story, it very naturally comes out as film noir.
他也曾说，黑色电影最核心的就是宿命感，逃不出那个命运。就像处在社会底层的周泽农用死亡换来了对他来说是天文数字的30万，最后却因为刘爱爱在警车上吸的一包烟又暴露了犯罪行径。
But Zhou Zenong's struggles and his sacrifice for his family and also for Liu Aiai still touched many of us. It seems that while he was dying, he finally realized his meaning of life is to do all he can to protect the ones he lovesSo he's 100% sure that he will not run away.
似乎直到知道自己的命能为妻儿带来30万，他才开始看到了生活的希望，找到了自己的人生意义，竭尽所能保护自己爱的人。这种归属感让他很笃定自己不会逃跑，就算面对死亡也毫无畏惧。
Well, his story also reminded me of a TED talk by Emily Smith. She said, when her dad survived from a massive heart attack, she asked him what was going through his mind as he faced death. Her dad simply said, all he could think about was needing to live so he could be there for her and her brother.
Emily Smith 在一个 TED 演讲里曾提到她父亲在经历了一次严重的心梗之后差点离世的经历。她说当她问她爸爸在面对死亡的时候脑子里在想的是什么，她爸爸说她只是想要活下去才能陪伴她的孩子。在急诊室念倒数的时候不是在数数字，而是念他们的名字，就像一名虔诚的信徒。这种对所爱之人的归属感 belonging 就是她的人生意义所在。
Emily said, after spending 5 years interviewing hundreds of people, she found that belonging is one of the most important factors that create a meaningful life. For many people, belonging is the most essential source of meaning.
those bonds to family and friends.
在 Emily 花了五年时间采访了几百个人之后，她发现归属感是人们创造有意义的人生中很重要的一环。
Belonging comes from being in relationships where you are valued for who you are intrinsically, and where you value others as well. But some groups and relationships deliver a cheap form of belongings. You are valued for what you believe, for who you hate, not for who you are. True belonging springs from love.
Spring from 是来源于的意思，真正的归属感来源于爱。在这种关系中，对方喜欢的是你的本质，而不是你的信仰或者讨厌什么。就像周泽农的妻子很无奈地说自己真的很想离开他，但就是没有离开啊。我觉得从中文上看也很巧妙，归属其实就是回家的感觉。五年没回家的周泽农也是真的想回家了吧。你们看完电影有什么感悟，也记得留言和我分享哦。节目全文可以关注微信公众号 Zoe 八点英语，回复南方车站即可。好吧，新的一天又开始了，加油。